Pete Esquiro has always been one of the more reserved members of the Assembly. He might have been saving some of his fire for last night. In a swan song lasting nearly 10 minutes, Esquiro reflected on the values he brought to the Assembly and hoped incoming members would carry forward.
One of the words that comes to mind, first of all, is sustainability. It's not really just a word, but it's a concept. It's a concept that I hold very dearly. I have never spent a dime of my own that I didn't already have.
Esquiro was often a no vote if he felt the municipal government was spending imprudently. He urged the Assembly to weigh carefully wants versus needs, and he had specific advice regarding a proposed land disposal at Gary Paxton Industrial Park.
One of the things that's on your mind right now, and I think is going to be for a while, is what to do with waterfront property that we have left. I mean, whatever you do, don't sell it for anything a dime less than fair market value.
Silver Bay Seafoods has offered to buy most of the remaining waterfront property at the park, utilizing part to expand its processing operations and part to develop a vessel haulout in partnership with Halibut Point Marine. Esquiro's sentiments were echoed toward the end of the meeting by former Port and Harbors Commission member Alexander Allison under persons to be heard.
There are now city-owned haulout facilities in Hoonah, Wrangell, Petersburg, and business is booming.
Allison felt public ownership was the only way to guarantee a permanent haulout facility. Once Esquiro stepped down, and following a brief recess, Municipal Clerk Colleen Ingman stepped forward to deliver the oath of office to Mim McConnell, who will serve another 2 years as mayor, and to Tristan Gavon, who is joining the Assembly for 3 years. Gavon was the second-place finisher in last week's municipal election. Top vote-getter Stephen Eisenbeiss remains out of town on a hunting trip. In addition to these formal greetings, the Assembly also welcomes some new arrivals informally. Jeff Comer is the new CEO of Sitka Community Hospital. In his first appearance before the Assembly, he said he wanted to take action at the hospital in three areas: physician recruitment in obstetrics, the emergency room, and orthopedics, moving the hospital into the community by offering physical therapy services at the Haim Center, for example, and expanding telemedicine, which he said would broaden the hospital's range of services.
Cardiology, dermatology, endocrinology, psychiatry, pediatrics, for example. It will also give us the opportunity to bring an intensive care unit to Sitka Community Hospital.
Currently, only Mount Edgecombe has an ICU in town. Rob Farmer is the new director of Kettleson Library. He told the Assembly that he's been in Sitka for about 2 weeks. His department, however, is in a temporary location, but he's making the best of it.
It's an exciting time with the expansion, but we are settled into the Kettleson at the Stratton, and we have all our collection is there, our programming is there. We want to see everyone in the community there.
Administrator Mark Gorman commented that Kettleson at the Stratton sounded like a charming little town in England. Mayor McConnell quipped, or a pub. In addition to holding a Master's of Library Science degree, Farmer is also an attorney. Gorman suggested that library patrons with overdue fines should take note of that fact. Finally, the Assembly greeted 5 foreign exchange students spending the school year in Sitka. All girls, the 5, are from Moldova, Albania, Bangladesh, Germany, and Russia. All gave short speeches to the Assembly in excellent English, but Russian student Amina Kudzieva said what all exchange students must think when they learn they're headed to a remote island community in Alaska.
When I heard that I was going to Alaska, I was actually freaking out. Didn't know there was a place without snow.
Welcome.
No snow yet, anyway. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.